This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey's a meteorologist with USDA.
We see, at this point, 71% of cotton setting bowls, very much on par with the five-year average of 70% and last year's 72%. Arizona and Arkansas lead the nation in cotton setting bowls on the 9th of August, both at 98%. Meanwhile, we're starting to see cotton bowls opening in many parts of the country. The national number is 9%. Five-year average is 11%. And last year at this time, we were at a faster pace. 17% of the cotton bowls were open on August 9th, 2019. We see just three states moving into double digits for cotton bowls open. Arizona at 35%, ahead of the five-year average of 24%. Louisiana at 20% versus 18% on average. And Texas coming in at 13% versus 15% on average.
Mary Jane Berkeley with Plains Cotton Growers.
But overall, as I said, in this area, Texas High Plains, Rolling Plains, what's out there is mixed, but I would say it's more on the looking pretty good side, although it has been extremely hot this week. We just need to make sure and see, you know, if irrigation can keep up. One of the things, if you remember, we did learn, especially back in 2011, is that irrigation is intended to be supplemental, and we do need a little bit of help from Mother Nature. So, but like I said, some of these folks that have got a shot of rain every now and again, like I said, that certainly has helped. So that's kind of where we are from a crop perspective.
I'm Tony St. James.